They pursue two objectives. The first objective is that the front, that the Iranian nation and other nations against them in the world and near their borders have been opened. They wanted to bring that back into our country, and I want to tell them you are mistaken. And the second aim they pursue is they saw that in the last era a government came to power that had 28 million people vote for it. And this government took the scuffle with them and belittled them. And now a government is in power that has 40 million people behind it. The person they didn't want to be chosen was chosen by the Iranian nation. The biggest nightmare was the choice made by the people of Iran. They tried to interfere in our elections. They talked nonsense. They were rude. They fomented aggression and against people's wealth and property. They wanted to reduce the power that had been created by the 40 million votes. But I want to say on your own behalf to them that they think that you can only imagine that with your nonsense you can do anything in this country. The moment the new government is in power, it will return to the international scene and drag you down from your arrogant position and stance. They should wait for the new wave of revolutionary ideals, and justice seeking by the Iranian nation is on its way and will not allow the arrogant powers even one night sleep well. The world must know we employ logic and dialogue, and we have always desired negotiations, and we have declared this, but they insulted our nation. We hope they reform their ways and they express their regrets. They have experienced our nation's will, and they should know that when we are prepared to negotiate based on mutual respect and justice, it will act according to its expression. And if they act otherwise, we will give the same reply that we gave to President Bush that has been buried in history. Our stance in the world is clear. We say the world must be based on justice and brotherhood. The days when four or five countries believe themselves to be the owners of the world has passed, has gone. All nations must be able to manage the world within a framework of justice and brotherhood, and we are ready for interaction within such framework. And our second point, and a short point, is to do with Iran's development. Our dears, we are at